For the past few weeks, Kolkata has been reverberating with the sounds of protest every day. On August 9th, a junior doctor was discovered dead in the seminar room of her own hospital, the R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital. She had been raped and brutally murdered while resting after a grueling 30-hour shift. Her parents said they were initially told it was a suicide. Suspicions of a cover-up raged even after a civic volunteer with the local police was arrested. Every day since then, rain or shine, has seen angry protests demanding justice. Junior doctors have gone on strike. On August 14th at midnight, women all over the city staged Take Back the Night protests in the thousands. They laid out a charter of demands, unbiased investigation, punishment for those trying to cover it up, safety at workplace, safe public transport at night. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Crimes against women are hardly uncommon in India. A politician pointed out that in the 10 days while the nation was protesting the Kolkata incident, 900 rapes occurred in different parts of India. That's one every 15 minutes. It included two kindergartners assaulted inside the washroom of their own school. So what is it about the Kolkata case that affected people so? One, Kolkata was recently called India's safest large city for the third year in a row based on statistics from the National Crime Records Bureau. R.G. Kaur came as a slap in the face of that. Activist Rathnaboli Roy told the marchers at a protest, "This is not a women's issue, it's a citizens' issue. The right for everyone to be safe in their workplace at the very least." As the women and men marched down a busy North Kolkata street past historical old buildings and shiny stores, their slogans demanding justice competed with the sounds of buses and taxis. A grey-haired woman in a sari, a cloth bag slung on her shoulder, joined the march and wondered whether she would be able to walk too far. "Do you want to ride in the three-wheeler that's accompanying us?" offered one of the organisers. "Absolutely not," she said. "I've come here to stand beside all of you. I will walk as far as I can." Her name was Shashruti Ghosh. She taught at a college and had come out in the middle of her work day to protest. I asked her later why, given that while horrific, this also felt so terribly familiar. A doctor who has been working 36 hours, assaulted in her own workplace, that really shook me, Ghosh said. Doctors give us life. What were we able to give her? Whenever a crime like this happens, victim blaming trumps empathy. When a journalist was murdered at 3 a.m. in the night in Delhi, the chief minister wondered why a woman was out that late. When a woman was assaulted after leaving a nightclub in Kolkata in 2012, a minister wondered why a mother of two had to go to a nightclub. Initial reports in Kolkata suggested the principal of R.G. Kaur College wondered why the woman went to a deserted seminar hall so late at night. When the principal finally resigned, he sounded more petulant than penitent. He was not offering to resign because he felt the buck stopped with him. He was resigning because he complained he was being trolled too much. Within hours, a spectacularly tone-deaf government chose to appoint him as principal of another medical college. Furious students there barred the doors. And the protests gained new life and new anger. "Women, come out onto the streets," shouted angry protesters. Rape follows an old narrative here. The government's politicians, especially women, go into radio silence, while the opposition goes on the offensive. Until a rape happens in another state ruled by another party, the narrative remains the same. The sounds of silence change color. Every rape story becomes about the woman's character, the length of her skirt, how many drinks she had, who she was with, which lonely part of the city she went to late at night. None of these should be justifications anyway, but all of these excuses have fallen short here. It seems we had finally run out of excuses and patience. This woman died in a busy hospital, in the middle of her work shift, in what should have been her safest zone. That is something that haunts the city still. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.